We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right. Welcome back to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Y'all, welcome back. We are back at it again.
Thank you
for joining us. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It is a time to be thankful.
So thankful.
It's Thanksgiving.
Eat the turkey.
It's Thanksgiving.
Cook the rolls.
I'm going to eat all the food.
Slice the pie.
Forget what Ply says. Eat your food all week long.
Woo! Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving
to all you people.
Since you hate Thanksgiving,
I just don't get the hype.
I don't understand how you don't.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I have a special place in my heart for Thanksgiving.
I thought you were going to say a special place in hell. I was going to say, wait a minute now.
There's a special place in... No, I love Thanksgiving. That's our big family holiday. But I feel like Christmas is just It just feels Christmassy and good.
I call
and
you can bullshit. Celebrate.
Mm-hmm, okay, whatever.
Shanky.
Anyway, how are you? How was your week?
My week was trying as usual. Y'all, I keep telling y'all, this is not the kind of content I want to keep bringing. And I think I'm going to stop saying what's happening to me on the podcast, because I feel like I'm putting into the atmosphere more things to keep happening. And so I'm just not going to say what happened this week. But I'll tell you what. Home ownership ain't for the week. That's all I'm going to say.
Maybe we should just start like manifesting. I'm so happy. Like this week, we're going to win money and laugh a lot and be very relaxed.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for us to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't hear myself. Doesn't it sound like the volume is like very low?
No, I'm screaming.
Is it? Okay. Maybe it's just my mic. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. It still sounds low, but anyway. What's my headphones?
Should I just start?
Okay, now. Oh, that's.
Oh my God! I'm like screaming at myself now.
What? Now that I just turned it up?
Yeah. Did that turn both of us up?
It shouldn't have.
What is going on? I feel like I'm being so loud. Okay.
Should I turn this down?
No, it's okay. If you can hear, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. It just
maybe I need you're to hear congested.
The quality. No. I just need to hear the quality.
Okay.
Because you know I have an ear to hear. Anyway, how was your week this past week?
Great. Thanks for asking. I washed my passport.
Oh my God, Alyssa! What? How?
Let me tell you, I had to take it. I had to you know, those things sometimes where they want to validate or verify your identity. So it asks you to send something to another person. They have to check it off.
Definitely not.
Anyway, it's this whole convoluted thing. So I had taken it to.
Yes, I didn't know that.
I'd taken it to my friend's house, to Sophia's house, because.
Hey, Sophia.
Hey, Sophia. She's so good at doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if she was going to need my passport or not, because that's the document I had to use to verify.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Annoying. And put it, like, we were done, put it in my pocket, came home, threw a bunch of stuff in the washer, took stuff out of the washer, and I was like, what is in my pocket? My fucking passport.
It still hasn't ruined.
I don't see, and that's my question. If anyone out there has ever...
Only this would happen to her.
Wash her passport. Okay, so the passport itself is still intact. It looks very worn, obviously, because it was submerged in water for like an hour. I'm thinking you can still scan it. The barcode's still intact.
Probably.
It's still, and like the page with my picture on it, everything is fine. It just, like the stamps themselves are kind of warped.
I was going to say, are they...
Do I have to get a new passport? Does anyone know?
Let's Google this.
I would really love... The answer to that, because
can you
leave it to me, I'll be at the gate and TSA will be like, ma'am, absolutely.
And you know how you like to travel internationally.
Yeah. I'm trying to get out of here as frequently as possible.
I I'm typing it in. Passports that have water damage can no longer be used. No! According to Google, it says,
oh no.
You must apply in person to replace a damaged passport at an acceptance facility or a passports agency. If I wash my passport, but it looks fine.
I have to get a new fucking passport.
You might have to.
I'll literally vomit right now on the show.
If it has been washed and it doesn't look right, it may be rejected. Either at check-in or arrival.
How do I... Oh, can you imagine if I get to Mexico?
Girl, and they're like, you ain't coming back.
Shit. Well, right now, oh, it's Lord being Jesus. Pressed flat between two very large books.
Did you try putting it in rice?
I turned it on and off. Wait, I'm so pissed.
Wait, are you going anywhere internationally soon?
Well, I was going to go for my birthday somewhere.
That's fucking next year, girl. You got time?
No, me.
You better do it now.
I'm trying to think. Am I going anywhere else at a... country? No, I think I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
But what if some shit happens?
Yeah.
And I have to just fly the coop. I'm stuck.
Well, you need to go ahead and get your passport now. Do it before the end of the year. Just do it before the end of the year.
The only silver lining is that my passport picture is atrocious.
Oh, so you can get another one.
Yeah, Megan just got her new passport picture. Mm-hmm. When I tell you.
She looks amazing.
She looks so, just slayed the fuck out of the passport. Like,
I love that.
I'm sure the little boy taking a picture of her at Walgreens was like, oh my God, supermodel.
Remember there was an episode of America's Next Top Model where they all had to take passport pictures and they had to like model and smize with their eyes, but they couldn't smile and all that shit.
Wow, I think, I don't remember that, but now okay. I'm going to have to practice my smiles.
You do.
Wow.
Tyra Banks, I guess, is the
thing. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Huh.
You have to look
I'm still pissed, though.
You have to look at it, things that happen in your life. It's the universe. Whatever happens in your life, the universe is preparing you for something greater. And it's not these yeah. lessons are not here to harm you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to roll with the punches kind of person. But I just, in my head, I was like, it looks fine. It'll be fine. And now the idea of having to pay $300 for a passport
or whatever it is. Go to Europe. Denied.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stuck in Europe. And well, now there's all those crazy rules about going to Europe. You can't stay in the bulk of it for more than 3 months at a time. You have to leave and come back. There's all these new rules. You need visas to go to Europe from the U.S. You can't stay for more than, I think it's either 30 or 90 days in, there's a certain chunk of the states. They're called something. But if you want, you have to like leave for a certain amount of time, go to one of the outside countries.
Is that like due to terrorism or something?
I don't know if it was just the tour.
Or like immigration from their standpoint?
Yeah, there's just a bunch of new rules now for Americans that there weren't before.
I don't blame them. I would put new rules for us too.
100%. 100%. But anyway, that was my week. I made dinner for Sophie and Adam because they're about to move to Chicago.
That's cool.
They're leaving me.
Well, you know, things change.
That's things what change. People keep saying we're getting old and things change, and it's weird.
I could have sworn that I said this last.
I know. I feel like that's something
you a few episodes ago, and I said your friendship circle will change as life grows.
No, you said it was going to keep getting smaller.
That I stand on that. I'm standing on business on that.
I can't lose anybody else. I've already developed.
I'm not saying lose anybody else, but you may not be as close to them as you weren't were.
Oh, okay, like dynamics change.
Yeah. Because you're like life is life and out here for everybody.
I feel like you told me I was gonna have another shedding of friends.
You might.
No. Circle's too small.
Yeah.
What I do miss though about like younger 20s is having a bunch of like surface level friends that aren't really friends, but you see them out all the time. And you're like, oh, let's have these basic, very surface level conversations that really are inconsequential. Pointless? Yeah.
Nah. I hate stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Because I just hate small talk. I'm a person, I hate small talk. Always. I'm just like, just sit in silence. Why can't you just sit in silence?
I just like to like, I'm like, oh, this conversation means nothing. I can say anything because it's stupid.
Yeah. So you are one of those people who likes to fill the space, the empty space with your voice.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
If there's a silence, I'm filling it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, you know why you're quiet? Because you want me to talk.
You do that all the time in the office. We would be sitting there clickety clacking. You know what squirrels are? And we're just like.
I'm like, has anyone ever thought about the fact that we all drive on the right side of the road?
You do that all the time. And I'm just like, Alyssa, just chart
New When York. You have a consistent and disgustingly like.
You're an attention
neurotic horror. Stream of consciousness. Uh-huh. I just need to let it out sometimes.
I have misplaced my, it's on the bed over there.
What is it?
The Reese's Pieces. I was like, wait, am I sitting on it? Because I wanted to make sure I wouldn't sit on it because I didn't run it. But anyway, Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry, because I just looked at the Starburst sitting over here and I was like, wait, where is the other thing? But yeah,
favorite candy? See, that's where it goes.
Hershey cookie and cream and Reese's Pieces cups.
Huh. Okay.
It's a tie between the two. What about you?
I like those little sour punch bites a lot.
Yes, you do. You always eat those.
I love them.
Yeah. Well, you like anything with like that sour, sugary stuff on it.
Yeah. But also, okay, you know how there's a difference between your favorite candy and your movie candy? Like your movie theater candy? Mm-hmm. What's your movie theater candy?
I don't eat candy when I'm at the movies. I eat popcorn.
What?
Yeah, I don't like
candy. You gotta have a little bit of both.
Nah.
What do you mean no?
I don't like candy. I don't like candy while I'm watching a movie.
Sorry.
Chips or popcorn, but specifically popcorn.
Very strange.
Why do you think why do they sell more popcorn than they do sell candy?
But why do you think they have so much damn candy? There's only nobody's one buying kind it. Of popcorn. There's a shit ton of candy.
Nah.
You gotta have a little something sweet.
Mm-mm.
Oh my god.
Not when
you
watch a movie. I just don't like it when I watch a movie.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, speaking of Thanksgiving, since it is Thanksgiving, and again, we know the history of Thanksgiving. We know about the genocide. We know.
We're not negating
that. All we're doing is focusing on the meal part. Now, I feel like we have this debate every single year because Plies, you know, the rapper Plies, he tries to say, well, you shouldn't eat Thanksgiving food for the next week. And I just personally feel like Thanksgiving food is at its best the next day. So I'm a person who will still eat Thanksgiving dinner 6 days later.
That is concerning, but okay.
You know what? I can do that. I was having this conversation with my mom and I was telling her the other day, it's because the reason why I can eat the same thing over and over and over again is because I didn't grow up with leftovers. And that's maybe the only bougie thing about me that I didn't grow up with. I did not grow up take eating leftovers because first of all, it was six of us, right? My mom, my dad, my two sisters and my cousin, right? And so when we grew up, because we ate like teenage boys because we were all like very athletic. We were involved in a lot of extracurricular activities. We didn't have ever leftovers really like that. Like my mom, she may cook like a big meal on Sunday. You may have leftovers Monday, but then by Tuesday she's cooking something else. And then Wednesday you didn't have any leftovers, and then she cooked something else.
So every
time
you were like, man, I wish I could have a little bit more.
Exactly. So that's why I can eat the same stuff over and over and over again and never get tired of it, because I'm always used to something new every day or two because it was so many people in my house. My mom was like, I'm not cooking Thanksgiving dinner like that. So I think I was just privileged to not have to deal with leftovers. But I love leftovers as an adult, where most people have the trauma and hate leftovers because they used to just eat leftovers as a kid.
Even the word leftover, like,
makes me just giddy.
Ugh, it sounds really not good. Like leftover. Even
I love leftovers.
When if someone referred to you as leftover, you'd be upset because it's a nasty
term. Okay, now disrespectful.
No, but just the word leftover, like the leftover. You don't want that. What do I want that?
No, the leftovers is better on the second day. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
The thing about marinates. Leftovers for me, oh God, the thing
leftovers
about
are so good.
The thing about leftovers for me is that when you put it away, no matter what you put it away in, you put it in the icebox and it's going to get that condensation on. The condensation on top.
How are you putting your stuff up? Because it doesn't always do that.
When you put it in Tupperware, when you put it in anything, you open it and there's like a little bit of condensation on
you
whatever.
You need to put a napkin on top and then it gets, the condensation doesn't happen.
I just.
Because the napkin soaks it up.
Sometimes, but then the napkin's going to gross me out.
I cannot.
And then I have to reheat it, and I hate opening something and getting that. Ew.
Are you sure you're not autistic?
I'm not.
You have too many.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. I thought you were gonna say I am not autistic.
No,
you're
not sure. I am not sure. I think about this daily.
I think we need to go sign you up to get tested.
I think we should. Also, it's just a bunch of sensory stuff.
Yeah, you are I thought I was a sensory seeker. Nope, you are.
Me, yeah.
But I love leftovers. Oh my gosh, leftovers are so good.
In the last, I want to say like 3 years, mm-hmm. I've gotten better at eating things that are leftover. But I give it like
bullshit.
I can eat it the next day and that's it.
Alyssa does not even eat. She will order all this shit at a restaurant and it will sit there. And then you'll be like, you're not going to eat that tomorrow. Oh no, I'm going to take it out. And she takes it home and she throws it away.
Well, I don't want to be the little bitch at the table that's like, ugh.
Stop ordering all that stuff.
Well, I just want a little bite of everything.
Then ask for a mini children's plate of something.
They don't have the options I want. Do you see? Cannot. It's hard living this life.
She's the worst.
Wait,
the
what's
worst.
Your favorite Thanksgiving food?
It used to be ham when I was a meat eater, but now it's the mac and cheese and the yams together. They have to touch. Macaroni and cheese.
Oh
and
my God.
See, this is how I know your mom is white. This
what
is how I know.
What is wrong With
you're gonna get flamed in the comments in the black section. I'm telling you right now.
We've never had this conversation before. Listen, I'm utterly disgusted that this has come up.
Okay, so
touch? No, absolutely not.
So you don't like any of your food to touch, right?
No.
Okay, I'm okay with my. I will mix that shit in like slop. I love it.
You like that KFC bullshit, don't you?
Yes, I do.
God damn.
I love a bowl. I throw everything in there. Just dump it. But I think probably 99.97% of black people love the combination of mac and cheese and yams to touch.
For why? For what?
Candied yams to touch. It's just, I don't know. It's something about that sweet, savory combination that just, it summons the ancestors. And that's what I tell you got a white mom. That's exactly how we know who, if you got a white mama or a black mama. Yep, absolutely. If you don't like your mac and cheese and yams to touch, I know you got a white mama.
Well, you know I'm white because we don't even have yams. We have sweet potatoes.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
So, okay, in America, it's sweet potatoes.
Wait, do you do marshmallows on top?
Ew, that's a white thing. That's how I know your mama white.
Okay, well, we don't have it always. But you know what?
There are some black people who do sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. I don't like that.
We don't do, they're not... Our sweet potatoes don't look like mashed potatoes. They're like sliced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With like a pecan glazing situation on top.
Okay, maybe but like are you putting maple. Pecans on there?
There's nuts in it.
Barf. No.
Are they pecans or hazel or walnuts?
You shouldn't put maybe nuts walnuts? On potatoes.
Well, it's good.
Okay, now I do fuck with a green bean casserole. Do y'all have that at your family? Okay.
Something we have is loads of green bean casserole.
We don't have green bean casserole at my family, so I always miss that. But I love going to white people's house and eating.
I don't know who the fuck was like, let me take this nasty ass soup, put in some green beans, it's and good. Some fried little crispies.
Crispies, yes. I love those.
The French onions at the top. Madam.
Amazing.
Man.
Yeah.
I love green bean casserole.
I can't believe you don't like your mac and cheese and your sweet potatoes touch.
I have 3 plates at Thanksgiving, ma'am. Nothing's touching.
Okay, so what else do y'all have at your white Thanksgiving?
Stuffing
or dressing?
Stuffing.
Is it stovetop?
No, but that's just
okay. Ew. That's how I know you're
white. I used to eat that growing up.
Clearly.
And it's delicious.
But you eat dressing.
Sometimes we do these mushrooms that take like all day to cook. It's basically a shit ton of mushrooms and a bottle of wine, and you just let it reduce all day.
What seasoning do you put on there other than wine?
I don't know. I don't make them.
Okay. Wow.
They're good.
Okay.
Beef bouillon.
Okay.
Maybe. Do you like mushrooms?
I love mushrooms.
I'll make them for you one day, and then you won't talk shit. They're delicious.
Are you going to season them?
Yes.
Okay.
We do creamy potato, like creamy white Parmesan potatoes, and then we do sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
The fried turkey, the green bean casserole.
Y'all going to do ham?
No. We do cranberry sauce.
Out of the can, or you make
it? No, like with nuts in it, though.
What is with white people putting nuts in everything?
We like to switch up the consistency.
Do y'all have mac and cheese at your Thanksgiving?
Sometimes.
Oh, Lord. Do y'all put nuts in the mac and cheese or raisins in the potato salad?
No.
Okay.
But that's it. Homemade rolls. What else do we have? I think that's it. And then we have... Yeah, that's it.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah, I've never had the mac and cheese yam combo. I'm going to have to sit that one out.
You got to have your... This is the combo that I... Because again, I'm vegetarian, so I have a special plate. It's really just the sides. Anyway, so...
It's special. It doesn't have meat on it.
It's just no meat on there. So you get the pile more on there. So you have a big hunk of mac and cheese. Then you have your yams, your candy yams right next to it. And then next to that, you have your collard greens. So then you get the three musketeer kind of situation loading. And then sometimes it's cream corn that's there. Other times, it's not. But then it's sweet cream corn. Then it's dressing. And then sometimes we'll mix the collards with the mustards. That's really good. Mustard greens. Have you ever had mustard greens?
Uh-uh.
They're really good. And then somebody else always has like regular corn on the side and regular white ass rice. Who cares about that?
So my plate lineup is usually a turkey on one plate, a turkey, a roll to separate it. Potato. They're a little runny. You got to separate those two. Maybe a green bean casserole if there's room. Because they're all kind of gelatinous, so they can like stand on their own. Next plate, turkey. Maybe a cranberry sauce on the side of the turkey because I'm okay with that touching if it has to.
Because the turkey is like a sauce on
top. Right, 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 right.
I mean, the cranberry is the sauce on top of the turkey.
Correct. Yeah. And then anything else needs to go on that third plate.
Okay, interesting. Wow. Well, y'all let us know what y'all plates look like and if y'all plates look more like my plate or more like Fowler's plate for Thanksgiving. So
I used to eat off those, you remember Zoo Pals? Did you ever have those, the Zoo Pal plates?
Uh-uh.
They were these divider paper plates for kids, but they looked like zoo animals.
No, we weren't that fancy.
I was just, that's just, maybe I am autistic.
Yeah, I'm telling you, gotta be. You got, there's no way you're
anyway,
not.
Anyway, I'm excited. You're very particular. For Thanksgiving to give thanks.
I am too. I'm definitely thankful.
Thanks to the Lord.
For all the food. So we gotta get into it. Other things that we are being thankful for.
This ass. I'm kidding.
Well, yeah. We're thankful for specifically around the holiday time. You know, a lot of people we talked about last week are releasing new music and all that good kind of stuff. And recently this past week, one of our most beloved rappers in hip hop, Andre 3000, who is most notably known from the group Outkast with Big Boy.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Hey Ya himself. He actually released an album, a new solo album, but it has taken the internet by storm simply because it is not your traditional rap album, but rather it is an album of him playing the flute.
Who knew?
And he's been walking around with his flute for a little minute, hot little minute in Tokyo. And
in Tokyo?
Yeah, he's
this
been
man
over
is
in Japan.
Living a life.
He is, and I love that for him. And so, but fans are very disappointed because they really thought it was going to be a rap album and not him just playing the flute
that
for the whole
really
entire
cool
album.
That would have been really cool if he came out with another rap album.
But here's the thing, though. The titles of these songs are crazy. So the album has 8 songs on it.
Okay.
I just want to read you a couple of the song titles, okay?
Okay, let me get in a headspace.
They're very long song titles, but this is what it is.
Okay, okay, go.
Song number one is, I swear I really want to make a rap album, but this is literally the way the wind blew me this time. Okay. Track number two. The slang word pussy rolls off the tongue with far better ease than the proper word vagina. Do you agree? That's the name of the song.
He's a poet.
He's a boy. Number three, the night in Hawaii when I turned into a panther and started making these low register purring tones that I couldn't control. Shit was wild.
What?
Track number four, bipolar disorders, B-U-Y, bipolar disorders, daughter wears a 3000 button down embroidered.
Is he okay? I really love this. It's like a stream of consciousness and a diary mixed in one.
Track number five is called 93 Till Infinity and Beyonce. Number six is called Gandhi, Dalai Lama, Your Lord and Savior, JC, Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and John Wayne Gacy.
What?
Number seven is Ants to You, God to Who? I don't know what is going on in his mind.
And none of these songs have lyrics, do they?
No, it's all just him playing the flute. It sounds really good. I listened to it on the way to your house, actually. Okay, the last one is Dreams Weren't Once Buried Beneath the Dungeon Floor, Slowly Sprout into Undying Gardens.
Has anyone checked on Andre 3000?
He is living his best life with his flute.
I wish that for everyone, that you have a lot of success in your life and you go and fuck off somewhere and then come back out with something inspirational.
With a flute solo, you know? With a flute solo. I wish he would have got Lizzo on there because that would have been amazing.
A mashup we didn't know we needed.
I love the flute. The flute is probably my second favorite instrument ever.
And your first is?
Baritone sax.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you play the baritone sax?
I do not.
You
I play
like,
the clarinet.
You just like it.
I like to play the clarinet. I don't. I mean, if I had a choice of like, oh, hearing one instrument for the rest of your life, it definitely would not be a clarinet. Even though that's my instrument and I love the clarinet, but no.
Clarinet just always reminds clarinet me of Squidward.
Oh, yeah. It's probably clarinet is probably not even in my top five.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you play it?
Because it was light.
Okay, that's
and
a good one.
And I really loved the flute, but then my band director, shouts out to Miss Carter, I did not. I didn't want to stand like this the whole time because I was like, my arm's going to get tired. And then you see most flute players doing this.
Oh, and the clarinet you can get down here.
You're just right here. That's it.
Do, 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 do.
And it's nice and light. It only weighs like 3 pounds.
So. You don't have to. Do you have to? How do you march with it?
Yeah, you can do that. You do this or you can go around. You know.
But with the flute, you're stuck here.
No, well, not there. You're here.
Do,
your hands are like this.
Do, 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 do.
Your right hand this way.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you.
Oh, I have to get carpal tunnel.
Exactly.
Yeah, good decision.
I mean, the piccolo is a little bit smaller because it's just like this long, but yeah, I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, I hope y'all go out and buy his album. It actually sounds really good. If you really want to meditate, if you want to like, you know, have some good cleanup music,
it
like to
like
get you going.
It sounds like a sound bath kind of a vibe.
It really is. I liked it. It's a great album. And again, there's just no talking on. It's just like any other jazz album or whatever, you know. Well, it's not jazz.
Do you like jazz music?
I love jazz music. Absolutely love jazz music.
We should go to Jazz Texas.
When is that?
Well, it's a bar at the Pearl, but it's a jazz bar. They play jazz jazz music. That would be fun.
Yeah, I love
no
jazz.
No one likes jazz music, so no one will ever go with me.
No, I love jazz. We can definitely go, but I'm not driving because I'm not going downtown.
Okay, you can drive here and then I'll drive.
Absolutely, we'll do that. Okay, cool. Speaking of driving, there was a video that I saw on TikTok. Well, you can tell more about it because you told me about it. With regard to a Stanley Cup.
Okay. Do you have a Stanley Cup? Mm-mm. For those of you who don't know, I don't know why water bottles are so...
People are crazy over water bottles.
People are crazy. It was like the Hydro Flask and those other ones with the gummy top. What are those called? The Camelbacks. Mm-hmm. People are very particular about water bottles. Once they find a good one, they like sweep the nation.
True.
I've never been a water bottle girly, but I'm chronically dehydrated. So that's probably why. Anyway, Stanley water bottles have been really popular probably for like the last year and a half. And this woman posted this video that her car had caught on fire. She's in the car. Status post-fire. It has been burnt to a crisp.
She's such a therapist. Status post-fire.
And the one thing that survived this fire was her damn Stanley Cup water bottle. Mm-hmm. It was like those old Yeti water bottle videos. Yes.
People used to go crazy over Yetis.
Oh yes. What is it about the water cups?
I don't know either.
And
most people still walking around dehydrated, but anyway.
I know. And it's just huge and bulky. People have like little pouches for them now.
Purses.
Yep. It's insane. But then the Stanley Cup. Mr. Stanley himself is going to buy her a new car. They saw the video and they're like, wow, they probably said, what great fucking marketing. We'll buy you a car.
He's going to have a shit ton of people trying to burn down their cars with Stanley Cups in there.
That was my initial thought. I'm like, where does it stop?
Yeah, people are definitely going to be doing that. That's crazy. Well, that was very nice of them to, that's very good advertising. I would definitely pay her to advertise and be like, see, our cups will stand the test of time.
I know. Even if your car burns down. I've just never understood the water bottle. People have like 8 different Stanley Cups.
They do. And what about the people who do like the Starbucks cups and stuff? Like,
that's a whole subculture. People love those releases.
That's a cult. And I'm like, y'all, it's just a cup. Just a cup! It's a cup.
I know.
It's a like, fucking cup.
Yeah, I don't know.
People are, I gotta stand in line. I gotta go online and get this cup. And I'm just like, you're a hoarder. Low key, anybody that has a collection of Starbucks cups, you're a fucking hoarder. You just are.
There's nothing that annoys me more than looking at my cabinet.
That's not even cute decor.
And seeing like a plethora of those fucking tumbler cups and like novelty shit. I don't do it. I'm just like,
I have regular simple cups from either Ross or Marshalls or Amazon, and that is it.
It's
clear cups, that's it.
Consumerism, not here.
Mm-mm.
Materialism,
won't catch me. Mm-mm. Capitalism, won't get me.
Boo.
Doggone it. Speaking of capitalism, Amazon.
Heard of it.
So I know that everybody, you know, they have Prime Day and Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday and all this other kind of stuff. So you know how Amazon basically sells everything under the sun.
Yep.
And probably even people, allegedly. Anyway, so they are
the
now.
The Wayfair thing when they thought they were selling people.
They thought? Or did we just stop talking about it? Right.
I don't know.
Allegedly. Anyway, so what ended up happening was Amazon came out and talked about how they are partnering with the car brand Hyundai to now start selling their cars on Amazon. Would you ever buy a car on Amazon?
I don't think I'd buy a Hyundai anywhere, but I just don't know about them as cars.
Why wouldn't you buy a Hyundai?
Because I don't know about them.
They're nice cars.
And I'm not going to do the research.
It's the same as a Kia.
I would never drive a Kia.
Because of the Kia boys?
No, because I got hit by a Kia Sorento. Remember when I got hit by a car?
Oh, that was the Kia? That was it that did it to you.
Watch your back, Kia.
I cannot.
And that hamster commercial about the Kia Soul freaked me out.
Well, I had a Kia, and then the transmission went out in 7 years. So that's why I won't buy another Kia.
I need to know if that car is going to be delivered to my door.
I want to know, do you have to pay for it up front?
How do you
have
the ability to
negotiate? Exactly. Was it a car payment situation? I think I need a little bit more details before
I can decide. Who thinks this is a good idea?
Clearly Hyundai.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Surely there's...
Or maybe they're doing it through the dealership so that you don't have to deal with actually going down to the dealership.
Like Amazon's the middleman?
Yeah. And then you can just order it through, let's say, like, I'm just going to use one that I know from back in the day, Rick Case, right? Rick Case Hyundai, that's in Florida. And then, so they'll have, you can go to their page and actually buy your car and stuff and don't have to deal with them.
But isn't that what, like, CarMax and shit is for?
True. And Carvana.
Carvana, yeah.
Maybe it'll be like Carvana.
I hopefully won't have to buy a car anytime soon, so I
won't. I pray so. Jesus.
I'm interested. How does that all work?
I don't know. I think they're still figuring it out. But they just announced it.
What? Because can you buy houses on Amazon? Or you can buy houses on eBay. There's somewhere you can buy houses.
You can buy a house on Walmart.com.
Walmart.com. Mm-hmm.
And I think the house is like $10,000. But it's a tiny house. It ain't no real, like, you ain't going to get no thousands of square feet house. Nah, it's going to probably be a 400 to 500 square foot house, which is still great. Mm. And, I mean, really, it's enough space, honestly. I used to live in a 400 square foot carriage house, and it was amazing.
A carriage
house. When I was in grad school.
I just, like, the first time. Do we need prime delivery on cars?
I mean, I think it's convenient. You know what I think? Amazon is really ruining us, though, because we are too used to convenience.
100%.
And then we get, like, I have a visceral response if I order something, and I'm like, what the fuck can I get this today? Mm-hmm. Like, I get really mad about that.
Yeah, because so, I also wait till last minute because I know I can.
Exactly.
And when I can, it pisses me off.
I'm like, you can't order, you can't deliver that in two. And then we do that to small businesses and just like, why can't you ship my order out in 2 days? Mm-hmm. Well, bitch, Amazon is a big machine. Okay, LaQuisha at the house, it got a real job, got kids. She got to take care of her husband. She got to take care of, and she going to box up your order as quickly as she can. Be calm. So, yeah, Amazon is ruining everything. I'll tell you what else is being ruined. People's names, specifically logos. What were you talking about, LaMelo Ball? Okay. Sounds good.
I just had. Ooh, sorry.
Are you here?
Because I just kept thinking, like, what's the dad's name? What's the dad's name? LeVar. Is his name LeVar?
LeVar Ball.
See? Do you see why I had a brain? Is that his name?
LeVar? No. Maybe it is LeVar Ball. I know it's a bunch of L's. LaMelo.
LeVar Ball.
Okay.
That's why that took me for a second. Anyway, LaMelo Ball is being forced by the NBA to cover up his neck tattoo. He just got a tattoo of his initials of his middle name. It's an L and an F. Mm-hmm. And he has a new clothing line called La France.
Oh, La France.
La France.
His name is LaMelo La France Ball.
I have no idea. That's what Jesus, it's seeming like.
Jesus, a black ass name. And he got a white mama. What? His white mama let him name him that? Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Anyway, apparently in the NBA, you're not allowed to have any brands or logos displayed on you. So he will have to cover up his neck tattoo.
That sucks.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's his
name.
Also,
no one knows this damn brand. It's not like he has a Nike check on
him. Ain't nobody buying that. Allegedly.
If he had the, like, golden arches.
Right.
Maybe. Or something.
Burger King stamp logo, Whataburger, you know, Honda logo.
I would
logo.
Understand.
Ain't nobody buying that stuff.
No one gives a shit.
At all. What the hell?
But I'm like, this is a big, look how big that tattoo is on the side of his neck. He has to cover that up every game.
That's, and it looked like it was a piece of Kinesio tape on the side of his face that he had.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's what's going on in the NBA.
Oh my gosh, that is insane. Well, that's not all that's going on in the NBA. What were we talking about, Draymond Green?
If you have not seen this clip yet, are you okay? You've been off your phone, off the internet.
Seriously.
We need to talk. Last week, the Golden State Warriors played the other people who aren't Golden State.
I can't remember who they played either. It's not important. It's not important.
Why can't I remember what the fuck Team Draymond Green's on?
He's on the Warriors.
I mean, he's on the Warriors. Who did they play? Why can't I remember who
they
played?
That's not important. That's not important.
This isn't a sports podcast.
No, it's not. You don't come here for sports.
You ain't come here for sports.
Do your own research.
All that matters is Klay Thompson got into a fight.
Yeah.
You see him starting to fight out of nowhere because Rudy Gobert went to break up the fight, which, well, usually when you break up a fight, you grab your own teammates, wouldn't you say?
True, especially in sporting events. Yes.
Right. So he did not. He went and grabbed Klay Thompson. Well, when Draymond Green saw that, I don't know. It is like from out of nowhere, he shot over and put Rudy Gobert in a freaking headlock.
He really did.
That I have not seen. It literally was like some prison talk shit. It was the most and you just see.
And he was like, whoa,
he was like, oh shit, what the fuck is going on?
I'm breaking up the fight. Somebody's choking me.
The Timberwolves.
Oh, okay.
No one cares about Timberwolves. That's why I don't know. That shit was wild. He's been suspended for 5 games.
I just personally feel like, and I hate to call any black person this sometimes, but Draymond Green is a fucking animal. He's an animal.
Always something.
Allegedly. This man done stepped on the back of people's heads on the ground. He done punched people. And I'm like, The fact that this man legit, you could have killed him. Like legit, let's not make this a small situation. You legit could have killed him.
He did the bear down and go back.
That's what I'm saying.
Off his air supply.
And I'm just like, dude, the fact that you don't have control of your emotions like that in a game, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to be a professional, you're a fucking animal.
Yeah.
He needs to be kicked out of the league. The Pistons from the early 2000s Ooh. Wouldn't even do shit like that.
That was crazy. And then
Dennis Rodman wouldn't even do no shit like that.
I don't know. And then what the fuck do you do? It's ridiculous. And everyone's talking shit about Karl Anthony Towns. They're like, he should have stepped in. I don't think I would have done shit. He looks scary. Ooh. Did you see his eyes?
This man is choking people. You think you're choking?
I was like, that's a lot of money that I'll have to spend.
I'm not.
I got a game to play. I'm here to play a game. I'm here to dribble the ball.
I'm not even about to help you fight. I don't care if we best friends. I'm not doing that.
The clips are insane. He just comes out of nowhere.
This man needs prayer. He needs counseling.
It's always some shit.
He just needs to go somewhere else other than sports. Because, dude, go to MMA with all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That man, oh.
And everyone's like, well, no one likes Rudy Gobert. I'm like, well, that's not the point.
He doesn't deserve to be choked when he's trying to break up a fight.
Can you imagine if you were at work and someone came to choke you out?
Girl.
I'd quit.
I wouldn't even quit. I'm pressing charges. I'm straight up pressing charges. And I'm going to lay there until the police come. I'm pressing charges. Absolutely. Well, speaking of pressing charges, we got to talk about it. Your boy, Papa Diddy Pop.
I have been engrossed in this Cassie P. Diddy lawsuit. We were just talking insane. About how something must be happening or something's coming up, because remember he was going to all the Danity Kane members mm-hmm. and all the old people from the old shows.
Yeah.
And was like, please don't talk about me. I'll give you pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. And they're like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
We're like, he's rounding up the cows. Well, rounding up the sheep? Rounding up the dogs.
These euphemisms you use and say, I've never heard
he's
of this.
He's rounding
stuff.
Up the I'll figure it out.
Biting at the straws. I've never heard
chomping at the bit.
I've heard of chomping at the bit, but not at no damn straws. That's all that white stuff you be talking
rounding
about.
Rounding up the herd? Rounding up the cattle.
Oh my, I've never heard that, but okay.
Anyway, she's trying to get his shit together because
right.
You might have not even surely you heard about it, but it happened in the blink of an eye. Cassie, who was romantically tied to P. Diddy for ten years. Filed a lawsuit against P. Diddy alleging that he
sexually assaulted
her, mm-hmm. She was a victim of human trafficking, that he was at the helm of, he beat her up, all these things. Mm-hmm. Like a man
to blow up Kid Cudi's car.
A manifesto of shit. Blew the lid off of a bunch of things that everyone has kind of, I think, in the past alluded to or mm-hmm. talked about, but no one really knew the extent of. And she I think it was 15 pages of just shit that she says that he did to her within their 10-year relationship. He started basically grooming her when she was 19 years mm-hmm. old, mm-hmm. Allegedly. And when I tell you that I want to say 24 hours between the time when this dropped on social media and the time that I saw that this shit was settled.
Yeah. That was the quickest settlement, I think, in history.
Seen anything so quick. They're like, oh, it's settled. And he said, give her whatever the fuck she wants.
And you see that? They both made the same statements amicably. He didn't want them doors open.
No one
open.
Parts with that much money amicably. Absolutely not.
The fact that if you sued him for $30 million, that means that he still had to come up out of the pocket some millions to shut mm-hmm. you up. Because here's what I do know, allegedly. Cassie had the keys to the kingdom.
Yep.
After Kim Porter moved on over. And there were some conspiracies that apparently Kim Porter was going to come out with a tell-all book.
I remember that.
And Diddy disappeared her. Allegedly. That's what the streets said. That's not what I'm saying.
That's what
the streets is saying.
Hey.
Okay.
We're just here to tell you what the people are saying.
That's it. There are some people that are bodyguards coming out that used to work with them, or who's been to the parties and whatnot. And I'm just like, and I think too, there's a lot of people, even Danity Kane, Don Richard, she spoke out. What's her name? The white girl from Danity Kane that always Shannon? Talking. No. Aubrey O'Day. Aubrey O'Day. a lot of people, other people came out and made statements talking about how brave Cassie was to do that. But then some people were just like, once they found out the settlement, they were just like, ah, damn, she took the hush money. We really didn't want to find out what was going to happen. And I'm like,
yeah, I would have taken it too. Cause she knows. I just think
But he's tied to so many people. It would have been a whole nother Jeffrey Epstein situation.
That puts her in danger. She probably doesn't want to relive that shit again. No. Also, there's probably so much more shit that she would have. Like, this would have been a drawn out.
It probably would embarrass her more than it would embarrass him to a degree.
She's
got two girls
now. But I don't know. She went through all that.
Yeah.
And obviously, she must have gone through at least some of it for him to be like, shut the fuck up. Here's your money.
Because why do you want to relive or for people to know that you were sex trafficked of how many men you know what I mean?
Like, that's easy information for her to come out and be like, these are the things I went through that I want everyone to know.
For her
to
even file it was traumatic enough. Because when you go through a lawsuit like that or when you sue somebody, you're literally reliving that stuff over and over and over again. And it is traumatic and it is stressful because you think about, damn, I really went through this bullshit. I don't care how small or big your lawsuit is. And it doesn't have to even be. You can sue somebody in corporate America. Trust me. No. Anyway, but you can sue somebody in corporate America. And I'm telling you, it is traumatic.
You have every day of your life.
The level of anxiety that you have on a daily basis because you do not know what's happening. You do not know an email can come through and you're just like, it shifts your entire attitude, your whole day. It just, lawsuits are hard. And to file it, she is very brave for filing it and coming out because she was a victim. And I think a lot of people knew it, but what could you do about it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I don't think a lot of people, I think the people involved in it knew, but a lot of us didn't know the extent of this shit.
Exactly.
We just knew like, some fucked up shit's going on. It's probably horrible. That's why she had to get out.
Carisha, get out.
But yo, when I read all the things that she was accusing him of doing, I said, girl, you deserve this little trainer boy.
She should have asked for 100 million.
He probably fucking got her out of there.
Yeah, definitely. That was definitely
put her in a boat kind of and sailed her down the river.
What was the show on TLC? Escaping Amish?
And they look, I mean, social media is whatever, but she looks so happy now.
She does.
And so I think she's finally in a place where she was like, you know what? That was fucked up and I should have been treated like that. Yeah. And you groomed me. And
seriously. And one part of it too, of the allegations was that he allegedly held back her music because Cassie was on a rise. Cassie was a part of like the A. Marie.
Are you kidding me?
She was a part of like the A. Marie, Sierra type generation that was coming up of R&B artists. And she just disappeared and was like, I'm Diddy's girl.
She was beautiful. She had bops. She was connected. And then just, I'm Diddy's girlfriend. That's
exactly.
It.
And I'm just like, yeah. He shut
that
shit down.
You're telling me someone
quick.
Who has a whole show about making bands
just shut down an artist like that?
Yeah. No.
He even said too on one interview, somebody asked him something. They had, like it was like a paparazzi person or whatever asked him something allegedly. And he was like, no, I don't have that. She got all the stuff. Da, da, da. And I'm like, yeah, because she got all the keys to the kingdom and know exactly what's been going on.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, when you're going through a lawsuit like that all of these things, it's not just her shit and his shit that's coming out. It's all these other things,
people who are connected to both of them.
Other people things that'll all go back to him and that could blow a bunch of other shit up for him. So I can guarantee you as soon as this hit, he said, give her whatever she wants.
And he probably gave her more than 30 million. I'm quite sure.
And the biggest, actually not the biggest shock. One of the top three shocks is that this motherfucker blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Allegedly.
Well, right. Kid Cudi's was true. I'm gonna take Kid Cudi's advice.
Kid Cudi said it was true.
Because he was talking to Cassie.
Yeah, because they were dating way before that. And it's kind of like, Diddy stole his girl. And I'm like, no, she's a person. He didn't steal anybody, but she went over there willingly. But he didn't know what she was going to get into.
Whack-a-doodle.
Aubrey
O'Day is like, I done been telling y'all.
I just think it's sad because I'm just like, Diddy has, what, four daughters? Three or four daughters? And for you to what if somebody did that to your children? Mm-hmm. What if somebody did that to your daughters? Like, you wouldn't be excited about that. So the fact that you would do that to somebody else's children, obviously he don't give a fuck, but I'm just saying, it's like that karma. I'm not saying anything's gonna happen to his daughters and I pray nothing happens to his daughters, but I'm just saying, you know how like in gangster world, in criminal world, they'll come back for your kids. They'll come back for your wife and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I just pray like protection over his daughters because the shit that he has done to other people's daughters, that shit gonna come back on you. This is why the Lord blesses. Well, I won't say that. This is why some men are blessed with daughters who were dogs, and then they daughters are dogged out.
I just wonder, God forbid, if this is gonna make other people come forward.
Yes, and get more money. Absolutely, and he's not gonna be able to pay off all of them.
I would love a book. I would love anybody's book.
Well, if you put out a book, you might be.
If someone's ready to roll the dice.
But I think too, with other people coming out, the difference is that you're not going to be able to hold all of this evidence down for long. Mm-hmm. And people who may come in the future, just have your evidence lined up. As long as you got your evidence lined up, you're good to go. Well, but also too,
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I was wondering if she was trying to not bite the bullet, but kind of get ahead of, like, if she knew there were rumblings of other people. Because we've been hearing stuff about P. Diddy more now than I've ever heard before.
Yeah, I'm just shocked that she didn't do it earlier.
So I'm wondering if she was trying to get ahead of other, so if there's other people trying to come forward with stuff.
Mm-hmm. And she just went ahead and filed.
She was like,
first.
Actually, I was here for so long, like, I better get my money.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there have definitely been some rumblings and some talkings in the industry mm-hmm. about certain things that have been going on. But everybody knows Diddy is weird as fuck. We already know. Who knows? It may come out he actually killed Biggie. Allegedly. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know what it was. Maybe him and Suge Knight are actually partners. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of partners and speaking of friendships that are crazy. So this past week, Jada Pinkett Smith went on The Breakfast Club.
Oh my God, I'm done.
Well, she's on her book tour, and I think she's the number one bestseller at this point, so somebody's buying the book. Anyway, so people just like reading for the juice and the tea. We don't care about your childhood, bitch. Tell us some stuff in Hollywood. Anyway, but people have been, recently there was a former friend, alleged former friend, confidant, business partner, security, whatever.
Always something.
Of Will Smith that came out and was talking about, he was, I don't know why he picked Tasha K. Because I'm like, this girl owed Cardi B $4 million. Like, sir, if anything, if you really want to make some money, you should have went to TMZ. But TMZ people are probably like, we ain't touching this shit. We done. Anyway, so he basically is alleging that Will Smith had a homosexual relationship with Dwayne Martin, who, as you know, is Tisha Campbell Martin's, or AKA Gina from Martin and Jay Gina? From My Wife and Kids, her ex-husband, that he walked in an office one day and Will was tooted and booted and Dwayne was giving that business. This is all alleged by this dude. But I'm just like, sir, what do you gain from telling your former friends or business partners business?
Also, I feel like everyone in Hollywood does.
They go both ways.
They both, like, we know, we don't like, been knowing
cares?
This.
Who
gives a shit?
And, like, what extra money is put in your pocket? Like, because here's the thing for me, too. When you have friends that you are no longer friends with or people that you are no longer friends with, I just have a rule of thumb of not spreading any of their personal information. Whatever you told me while we were friends, that remains locked in a vault, okay? Unless you come with the fuck shit, okay? And when I say fuck shit is if you start exposing my shit, bitch, I'm gonna let yours go.
Right back
but
at
as
you.
Long as you just keep your mouth closed, I'm gonna keep my mouth closed. I stand on business when it comes to stuff like that. I don't care if we had a knockout drag out. I'm not going to go to the internet. She was this and she did that. We were genuine friends. But I mean, but I don't want nobody to do that to me either. But we were genuine friends at that time. So then why would I then come and change my character and start spilling out all of your deep, dark secrets? Now, for this guy who was attached to Will Smith at one point, my question is, sir, what extra money is being put in your pocket for you telling all of these secrets? Like, mm-hmm. Okay, so what? Let's just say, hypothetically, him and Dwayne did have a sexual relationship. What money did you get from telling that?
I just feel like...
Like, I just don't get it.
As far as Will Smith is concerned, after the slap that was heard around the world, people were just like... And even then, everyone's opinion, like personal opinion on mm-hmm. Will Smith, stays pretty much the same. You either like him or you don't like him.
Right.
I don't think this was going to... It's not like he's this huge pillar of masculinity. And it was like... I feel like... Not that it's right or wrong, but maybe if someone came out and said this about, like, The Rock or something. Because mm-hmm. all these people have this built-up idea of The Rock being this, like, big masculine... Mm-hmm. Maybe that I would understand. People are like, oh my God, Dwayne! No one gives a shit about... Everyone knows that Jada and Will are doing some wild shit.
But we don't... But here's the thing. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
Because people have speculated so much about their marriage and about what they were doing, and they have done what? Shut the fuck up. I mean,
well,
she's telling it
down. The book. Yeah.
Maybe we read the book, she'll tell us. But even if they were swingers, so what?
Yeah.
Even if they did, she fucked August Alsina, so what? So just to know that she did it, that's the satisfaction you get?
None of this is scandalous. Like,
but I guess he's trying to write a tell-all book, but I'm like, sir, write a tell-all book about yourself. Like, if you were connected to a person of that magnitude, financially and business-wise, why aren't... Clearly, you're suffering. Because if you were around that much power and that much influence, you should be able to duplicate that and do it again. I'm not saying that the man doesn't. I'm just saying you sell some books about how to grow up in business and do different business deals off the guise of, well, I was Will Smith's former business partner, whatever the case may be. But you coming out here, he was getting dick down in the booty. What? I'm who just cares? Like,
if you're going to come out with a scandal, I need scandal. I need Cassie Diddy information.
Thank you.
That's a scandal.
Him just getting fucked in the butt is not a scandal.
Move on, boo.
So what?
I hear it all the time.
It's crazy. Like, that's like even the shock of, like,
I can watch that on HBO right now. That's on cable television.
That's like even the shock of allegedly Kiki Palmer's mom, the audio recording where she's saying, he's getting mad over Usher. Usher is gay. They don't know the man's is. Usher like, how did I get into it? People have been questioning Usher's sexuality for years. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a
shit?
He
gave us Burn and Confessions Part 2. That man is solidified.
But I'm just like, I don't understand why people do shit like that and just decide to air people's dirty laundry out. Like, that says more about your character than that.
That's also like an older person thing. Like, being gay or having relationships with someone of the same sex is this big thing.
Yeah.
And now we're just like,
who cares?
It's on cable television.
You're not screwing me, so I don't care. No. And Jada said, we soon. We soon. And I hope they do, because y'all need to stop telling people business. Like, just stop telling people business.
Keep my name
out your mouth. Well, I'll tell you what else is being out of somebody's mouth.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Out of the mouth of celebrities. Snoop Dogg. So Snoop Dogg came out recently and said that he is going to stop smoking.
Which is the most, it was not on my 2023 bingo card.
No, and I don't know where he's coming from with that, but I'm like, that's weird, dude.
Do you think he's about to come out with like some CBD gummy line?
Probably.
And he's like, I am done smoking.
Yeah, because I'm just
everyone
like,
join me.
Well, there's been some other people that's saying, I'm going to stop smoking too. And I'm like, is this like a hashtag that's getting ready to go on? Like hashtag Black Lives Matter or something like that? I don't know. It's really weird.
I don't think smoking is great.
No, we hate smoking.
Yeah. It's bad for your lungs.
It really is. After the shit we've seen in healthcare, don't do it.
It's just, and it's not just because I can't smoke physically because of my lungs.
Do you smoke hookah?
Or have
you
ever done hookah? I literally can't. It's not fun for me. I can't get a good inhale because my lungs suck.
My stomach is growling so bad. I'm sorry if y'all hear that.
Okay, great. I can't get a good, like, and then so it's
please
just like.
Please don't make that sound ever again. I hate that.
Ugh. Half the fun is like these big dragon breasts people do. Can't do that. And it gives me really bad headaches.
Oh, okay. Well, these two girls I did see on TikTok, these two girls actually got carbon monoxide poisoning from smoking hookah.
How did that work?
I have no clue. Well, you know, these things are not regulated either. And then two, remember there was this big outbreak of herpes?
Oh, and in Salmonella in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah, because people were sharing hookah. And I'm just like, do y'all not wipe this stuff off or disinfect it?
Oh, no, wait.
Or?
That wasn't in Massachusetts. What? The HIV herpes or the HIV hepatitis outbreak from the hospitals in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah. No. Hookah is just, I mean, it's happened everywhere, I feel like.
There was a hookah shop in San Antonio that when I was in high school, the thing was like, oh, if you go there and you order this, they'll put weed in the hookah.
That's crazy.
I know. What a time.
Just don't smoke your drugs. Just eat your drugs. Don't smoke them, please, allegedly. Speaking of HIV in Massachusetts, what were you telling about that?
I'll tell you.
So you wake your ass up.
Sorry, I'm a guy.
Sorry, if y'all hear my stomach growl, I promise you I am not farting on this podcast. Mm-hmm.
Your stomach can growl, but I can't. Yawn.
I mean, I had Chick-fil-A this morning, but then that was it.
Ooh, what'd you get? Minis? Oh, you can't eat the fucking chicken.
They opened up the one by my house and I ordered a I did have a hash browns, but I ordered a egg and cheese biscuit. And I was like, no meat. And the little girl, you could tell she was like, I'm sorry, it's my first day. Give me a minute. I was like,
take your time. That curveball.
And she was just like, and so she had to call her manager over. She was like, she wants a chicken biscuit. Like a chicken biscuit, no chicken, but just like the cheese and the eggs. And so she was like, oh, just charge her for a biscuit and charge her for a slice of cheese and then charge her for an egg. And I was like, why don't y'all have that on y'all menu? Chick-fil-A, please, I need you to do this. I understand that y'all are a chicken place, right? But there are going to be some vegetarians like me who like to come to your establishment. Please just make it easier for your employees and have a little button that says egg and cheese biscuit or egg and cheese bagel or egg and cheese McMuffin. It'll make it so much easier. Every time
because
I order this, they're stumped.
Who would go to Chick-fil-A and be like, oh, I don't want the chicken part?
Me. Vegetarian. Come on. I love the fries. I love the hash browns. It was great. It's always great. Mm,
Chick-fil-A sounds good.
Yeah. And they just opened up one by my house. Literally less than 2 hours.
They are really opening some shit up by your house.
My realtor told me. He told me from 7 years ago. He was like, they're going to build up everything over here. And I was like, no, okay. They're not. And now I'm like, damn it. The traffic sucks over here now.
Yeah.
So it's time for me to sell my house and move. Anyway, exposure about HIV in
There was a hospital in Salem, Massachusetts, who just came out and said about 450 of their patients were exposed to HIV, hepatitis, maybe something else that's not great.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't want to be exposed to.
Right.
And it's so vague about how these people are being exposed, but they're saying it was incorrect or unsafe practices in the operating room with the administration of IV drugs. So I'm like, were they using bad needles? Were the needles not? But you don't you use fresh needles every time?
You're supposed to.
Or maybe they weren't being sterilized. I have no idea. Obviously, the freaking.
Or if they were expired. Or
a Yahoo News article I read about it didn't give me very many details, but yeah. I would be livid.
I don't think people realize how much they're actually exposed to for procedures.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I used to work in a private practice GYN office, and I was responsible actually for doing the sterilization of equipment.
You were in charge of that?
I'm good at my job. Don't try me.
No. I just mean like, that seems like a job for someone who's like, has certifications and
goes. Well, I mean, you get trained to do it.
No, but like, you know, I would, that just seems like you go to school to do that or something.
Well, you do, but because that's sterile processing for like, multiple procedures. This is like
good at my in
office. You're trying to call for my skin. No, but these are like in office procedures, like colposcopies and different biopsies and stuff like that. And so,
wow, you were a sterilizer, huh?
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a sterilizer though, because that wasn't in my practice act.
It's like Queen Latifah, but in the doctor's office.
What? What does that mean?
The equalizer.
Oh, the sterilizer. Got it. But I'm bummed. Anyway, so. We had an autoclave, and the autoclave was not very big. And so,
what the fuck is
an autoclave? So, an autoclave is basically, you ever seen at the nail salons that are not chop shops? They should have autoclaves, right? And so, the autoclaves are like the little machine where they gather their stuff out. And
the easy bake oven, but for germs.
Basically, that's exactly what it is. And so, they put the speculums, which are the little duck lips that women get, you know, pap smears with.
Violated
and,
with.
Well, that too. And so you basically have to, like, there's a solution that you have to, so I'm gonna have to scrub all of this
you
shit off.
You scrubbed the pussy juice off?
I did. And the vagina yeast and shit. Oh, it was the grossest job. Anyway, so I had to do all that, but also too, put it in the autoclave. And it's like, sometimes when you autoclave it and it burns it at such high temperatures, and you're like, this don't look right. You have to put it back through again. So people are exposed to a lot more, you know, safety risks than they realize. Now we got, you know, not audited. What's the thing called? Like, you know, you have your annual inspection or whatever from the city and the state that comes in or whatever, to make sure that you're doing the process right. And so I remember one time we did do an audit, and she was like, okay, well, walk me through the process of how you actually sterilize this. And so we got checked off and signed off that we were doing it correctly.
But I also got trained for that.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, if you're doing this to other people, I want to make sure my speculum is clean.
You'd probably be really good at that job, actually, because you're...
I'm OCD.
Ah, I just got to chill. Yeah, you're OCD.
I'm very OCD.
Oof.
Yeah.
What is that when you get like that, like the little thing inside your ear? You know what I'm talking about?
It's a tumor.
Stop.
I'm kidding, it's not. but yeah, that's crazy, though. I wonder if there's going to be like a class action suit or if that hospital
would
settle.
I would too. Those are not things. It's not like MRSA. That's HIV... Hepatitis, those things can ruin your life. Like they, you know, if you have other autoimmune stuff.
And when you say ruin your life, we're talking about specifically like the medications, your health and stuff like that.
That can
like,
ruin your health.
Yes. There are a lot of people who live with HIV. Don't come for us in the comments. There's a lot of people that live with HIV who live healthy, amazing lives.
Yes.
We are not saying that HIV or hepatitis is a death sentence. It is just a disease that is incurable.
I'm just saying it doesn't make you healthier to get those things.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you just don't know if people have other... I would assume if you're getting a surgery, you probably have other comorbid things you know, going on.
HIV and hepatitis is not something you need. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I don't know.
It's just crazy.
Check your hospital reviews, I guess.
Definitely.
If you can.
Definitely. Well, on a more positive note, Sha'Carri Richardson, our girl, Sha'Carri Richardson. We
love
are so proud of her. She's been named the United States of America's Track and Field Athlete of the Year.
Dude, what female an athlete honor. Of the year. Can you imagine being the U.S. as anything?
You can't ask me that question. I'm not a fan of the U.S.
That's true, but okay. Yes, but just how many people do your exact... What if you were U.S. Physical Therapist of the Year?
Does it come with money is the question.
Okay, I just need you to for a second. Out of all the physical therapists in the whole country, they picked you.
If it does not come with a check, it's not important.
It probably comes with endorsements and stuff.
If it does not come with a check,
it's not important.
Give
a little piece of Yeah.
Okay. I was like, please don't say something's crawling on me.
No. Oh my God. I went to a bar yesterday and the bartender was not friendly, but not an outright bitch. She was somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
But she had a bug in her hair.
Ew.
And I couldn't find a good time or way to be like, there's a bug in your hair.
Yeah. You should have just said, just don't freak out. Don't move.
Yeah, but she was kind of being a bitch, you know?
So you were like, I hope the bug eats your scalp.
I was like, oh, the girl's in your hair. Lays an egg.
That's horrible.
I would assume you tell people when there's stuff on them.
Yeah, but you don't.
No.
I'll be sitting right here with you, and I'll have something on my face while we're recording, and you won't tell me shit until afterward. And you won't even tell me. I'll discover it. And you'd be like, I'm not looking at you.
But yeah, sometimes you are. I really am looking through you.
But okay, bitch, you got to look past me to look through me, bitch, so you're still looking at me. Like,
oh. I'm the worst person about that.
You are. Like, if I see boogers, I'll be like...
Boogers.
Like, for some reason, I have a physical response to it, so if I see a booger hanging, I'm just like... I'll just start doing that, but then I'll tell you something. Or like, if I see something on your teeth, I'll be like,
oh, don't make that noise.
I'm just saying.
It's a horrible ASMR of a podcast episode.
People do that. Not last but not least, a second to last thing that we're going to talk about.
Getting to the end, but not the end.
Exactly. A little somber, sorry. But it needs to be said because we need to be aware and we need to be conscious as a podcast. Anywho.
About Africa?
No. Well, no. I'm getting to that. But Breonna Taylor, who was murdered by... Kentucky police officers. And the trial was going on for the police officer who actually was the one who killed her. Unfortunately, this past week, it was announced that the case was determined to be a mistrial because the jury was deadlocked and could not make come to a unanimous decision. I pray that her family appeals that decision and asks for a new trial. Or new jury people, either way. Yeah. Also, too, I'm continuing to pray for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, as well as in the Congo and in Sudan, because there are continuous genocides that are occurring. And it's really unfortunate because now that the United States is in this push for electric vehicles, this is one of the reasons, again, why. And it's not just about the iPhones and the iPads and the computers and all that kind of stuff, but it's also with these batteries of how these electric vehicles are running. And so it's just, I think there's been this huge eye-opening realization of how fucked up the United States really is. Yeah. So this is why I say when you said, oh, well, can you imagine being representative of the United States? Like, bitch, I don't want to represent this fucking country. This country is whack as fuck.
I mean, not so much as being the representative of the U.S., but just thinking of all the people in the U.S. who same thing you do at the level you do. That's where I was coming from.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not talking about going to the Olympics or some shit, which also would be cool.
Well, maybe she not is. She's going to the Olympics in Paris, hopefully.
Ooh, yeah, cool.
But I just feel like it's we're unlearning a lot of stuff. Because even this past week, I don't know if you watched or saw it on TikTok. Apparently, there was this letter that Osama bin Laden wrote to the United States.
He was like,
and The Guardian posted it. And when everybody got wind of it, The Guardian magically took it away. I read it, and it was very eye-opening about a lot of the stuff that was going on in this country and just shit that you never paid attention to because you didn't have to, because there was a buffer of you being, number one, immature, and ignorance is bliss because we were kids. But then when you grow up and you're like... These people are fucking evil. Like, whew. Anyway.
Did you ever watch Lioness?
No.
The show was always had on. Okay, big spoiler alert. But premise of the show, Nicole Kidman is running the CIA organization with Zoe Saldana under her. These women infiltrate these terroristic organizations, right? Get close to the wives, daughters, girlfriends. They're going after this guy. They finally get in there and kind of, Nicole Kidman's husband is high up in the White House too. I can't tell you what the fuck he does, but he's like uppity up, up, up. And they kind of can never tell each other anything because that's, I guess, how the government works. So if I tell you, I had to kill you. So at the end, she's telling him like, hey, if you don't talk to me for a while, it's because I'm going to be gone. Like I'm going, he's like, where are you going? She's like, I can't tell you, but kind of like alludes to it. And he's like, I'm telling you right now, do not kill that man. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? This has been our whole, he's a terrorist. He's killed all of these people. Yeah. And he was like, if you kill him, you destabilize everything. Yeah. He was like, we only have to worry about him. We don't have to worry about all these other people. We're giving him money and we're sending him these things and it's keeping him at bay. And yeah, he's killed these people, but it's nowhere near what he could have done or what other people behind him will do. And she's like, what are you, this is insane. He's like, if you do this, it will have all these repercussions on the economy that you can't even understand. Yeah. And she was like, he is a horrible person. shit like that all the time.
This is what we're going through now, and this is why I love Gen Z. This is, you know, probably one of the not only times, because I love Gen Z because they just don't give a fuck, but I just love Gen Z because Gen Z is exposing a lot of this shit that none of us learned. None of us would have known had it not been for, again, us having access to each other in real time at the same time, and for people to be able to spread this information. And I love that they're spreading facts so fast, and the misinformation, you don't even see that shit. And people who are trying to continue to spread misinformation are being drowned out by the truth. And I love that, which is, again, one of the reasons why even the Republican Party right now is really trying, like, even Chris Christie was like, oh, we need to, TikTok is poisoning the minds of our youth. And we are, if I am elected as president, I will ban TikTok on the first week. Bitch, you're not getting elected. Shut the fuck up. Even Tim Scott just suspended his campaign because I personally allegedly think he's gay. And he had this little lady who was basically his beard. And I was like, dude, y'all don't even like y'all know each other. Sit the fuck down. Anyway,
do you think you could be a good beard?
No.
I think for the right price, I could do anything.
Okay. If you put that in there, is the stipulation that I have my own piece on the side?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well then, absolutely, I'll be your B. I will act like I love you. I sure will.
I could put my mind to it.
I act like I want to be at work all the time. Why not?
That is so true.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're not making half as much money.
No,
as
we would exactly not.
Okay.
Yeah. Glad a patient actually told me, asked me that this week. They were just like, you are just so good at what you do. And I was just like,
PT of the year.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And then even on the CNA, me and her, we play around with each other all the time. And she's always on a different unit because she's in the float pool. And so I was evaluating a patient and she was sitting outside the room because the next patient next door was she was the sitter for. Anyway, so after I finished my evaluation with him and I was explaining certain things. And so she came out, she was like, no, for real, all seriousness. I know we joke around a lot. She was just like, I really enjoy the way that you talk to the patients. Like you talk to them like they're human. You talk to them like with dignity and respect. Like, I don't know if you've ever been told that, but I really appreciate the way that you interact with people.
So nice.
And I was just like, wow, people really think I'm nice. I am, but I'm just saying. But
also, like, to make it through my day.
Yeah.
That's how it has to be.
It has to be.
If I act like this is a job, it's going to feel a hell of a lot more like it's going to be horrible.
Yeah. It's going to be horrible for your parents, your loved ones,
I
everybody.
I act like I just wandered in here to get some shit done and we're going to kind of have a good time.
Absolutely. I have to act like I care to get through the day.
So it's all meant. Yeah, exactly. We could be beards for sure.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. All a game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think people realize how much mental stress. Never mind. Anyway, I could definitely be a beard for the right price.
I'll do anything
for the right price, as long as for the right price, and if I have a piece on the side.
Yeah. What show was I watching where there was this is gonna piss me off. She was hooking up with this guy and he really liked her, and she was like, this can go nowhere because, you know, she was a beard for a very high profile, like an Anderson Cooper. And he was like, but we could be together, like we like each other, we've been together. She was like, I'm not leaving my life. Like, I love my life.
Right.
I'm rich. I'm minor celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have a relationship with my husband. Yeah. What show was that?
I don't know.
Man.
You watch stuff that I would never even think
I know,
watch.
But I was like, how interesting of a concept. Like, yeah. And she was, you know, you'd think in all these shows, these people are like, oh yeah, let's run away together. She was like, motherfucker, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I'm not run away with nobody. No. What? Run away? Where we going? I love my family.
She's like, I am a millionaire in Manhattan. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not running away. Run. Forget away. Run? No.
You lost me at run.
No. Unless someone chases me, I'm not running. And even then, I might just let you catch me.
Come on.
I got bad knees and a bad back. I ain't got time. Anyway, what are you watching?
I started the Twin Flames documentary on Netflix.
I am about to start that one too.
Y'all.
I heard it's crazy.
Shit is whack-a-doodle.
Yeah.
We are mentally strong people, I think, you and I. Either way, like, I know I'm just, like, out here.
I agree.
But I think even if I was like, this shit's kind of sketchy. It may take me a second, but I'll be like, no, this is fucking
weird.
So
the premise of it is basically, like, it's a cult.
Yeah, the premise is...
And they're getting people to spend all this money and get all this money and
shit.
It's
giving Scientology, because you have to pay and buy these lessons, and the more lessons you have, the more you rise up in rank and become more spiritual.
Yes.
It's basically this couple is married, and they said, we are twin flames, which is just like...
Allegedly, Scientology is a cult.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that.
No, definitely not.
If anyone's listening and they're a Scientologist, I never said that.
No, don't dig into my life.
The premise of Twin Flames is like two people who are meant to be together, mm-hmm. separated in yeah. body, but they are one, whatever. Mm-hmm. And allegedly, these two people can help you find your twin flame.
Right.
Which, like, a lot of people really want that, yearn for that, like, that companionship, mm-hmm. that couple, all of those things. So I'm just like, y'all yeah. are so fucked up to take these people who just want that, a very natural thing to want. And the whole thing is, like, the shitty part is that a lot of the times, it's these people who just had really bad breakups or mm-hmm. stuff, and they're like, oh, that person was your twin flame.
Yeah.
And sometimes twin flames, you know, the harder you fight to be apart, the more you need to be together. So this one woman, this isn't a spoiler or anything, but this man had put a restraining order on her because mm-hmm. he was like, I don't want you around me. And they were like, oh, no, like, you need to keep messaging mm-hmm. him. You need to keep, like.
That's so dangerous.
She ended up in jail.
That's fucked up.
And and they were just doing horrible things.
But even too, like, we talk about this a lot, you know, especially on the episode with Dr. Dandridge. Mental health, like, being mentally strong is such an overrated thing. And the reason why I say it's overrated is because there's a thin line between being self-aware and being paranoid. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people are just, like you said, yearning for something, like biting at the straws for something that will give them some type of, you know, inkling of who they are, why they're here, yeah. what are they supposed to do, their purpose, and all this kind of other kind of stuff. But then you have the people on the other side that are just like, I see you have questions and I have the answers.
Yeah.
Because I'm bored in my own life.
Disgusting. And the way he would talk about women and relationships, and the way yeah. he would make jokes about, like, oh yeah, my wife says no to me all the time when I want to have sex with her, but, you know, if you just keep asking, she's gonna get, like, things like that. Just that's like just very so toxic predatory. Yes. And I'm like, also, why are all the men who do this these, like, nasty, disgusting rat looking motherfuckers?
And why do they do it under the guise of Jesus or God or any something. Kind of I'm religious
I've never
entity.
Seen one hot man
yeah
be a cult leader.
It's always people who got shoved into a locker and people who were bullied.
Yeah, what's
shit
up
like
with
that.
And then I guess it's they don't have looks. So all they have is their mouth and their fucked up brain.
Yeah, they learn how to manipulate people.
Disgusting.
Yeah. They become narcissistic and they know how to manipulate.
But anyway, it's addicting. Can't stop watching it.
I'm definitely going to watch it because I just sometimes, like, because I feel like low key I was raised in a cult to a degree. And there are some people that are still there. Anyway, neither here nor there. I will not expand on that. Anyway, but I look back at certain things that I went through as a child or as a, you know, kid, adolescent in this particular, I'll say, industry or entity.
Community.
And I'm just like, ain't no way in the dog hell fuck you would get me to do some bullshit like that today.
And they
And it was because I had a child and didn't have any power. You know what I'm saying?
They prey on people who are vulnerable
yes.
or don't have any power.
Or don't
and
speak
then,
up.
And then by the time you realize that you poured so much into it, you're like, well, shit, it's got to be real because I look like a fucking crazy person.
That sounds like corporate America. I'm just saying. Corporate America is a cult.
Yep. And it's by the time you cult. Realize that you're like, well, shit, I've been here. I poured in all this money and energy.
No, I don't do that.
You won't get us. But anyway, yeah, you guys should watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool. I haven't been watching like a damn thing. I've been watching
your life pass you by.
Pretty much. Pretty much, especially this past
Amen, week. Sister.
And I will not be expounding on that. Anyway, because everything always works out for me. You have to understand that.
We
everything
are the luckiest
always
girls
works out for
world.
Me. Anything that happens in my life is put here for a purpose. To help me and not to harm me.
I believe that.
And it will always work out in my favor. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. So anything else you need to talk about before we get out of here?
No.
Y'all have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Okay? If I had a turkey noise, I'd do it. Go, go,
go, go, go. I cannot. Please be safe to those that are traveling. Also, to be safe on Black Friday. Just understand, Black Friday sales have already started, so you don't need to fight over $200 TVs. You can order it on Amazon for, what is the thing? Prime Monday or not Prime Monday.
Cyber
what is it?
Monday.
Cyber Monday. Just take the time. Eat what you want. Make sure you have all elastic in your pants. And take some Gassix. Because you're going to need it.
Great information.
Absolutely.
Awesome tips.
Love somebody. Be thankful for where you
Give
are.
Give someone a hug. 10 seconds. A good yeah. long one.
You know what you can do too? Pay off your favorite physical therapist's student loans and occupational therapists. That's what I'm saying.
I'd
be thankful for that. I really would. All right, y'all. Y'all have an amazing week on purpose. And y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.